Almost all of the nation's state legislatures this year were forced to focus on large budget deficits and figuring out ways to deal with them, including deep cuts to government services and programs. But, just like in the U.S. House of Representatives, many legislatures controlled by Republicans made time to debate bills that restrict women's access to abortion. Hundreds of measures were introduced around the country, and a significant number were passed. Some require mandatory ultrasounds. Others ban abortions after 20 weeks with no exceptions for the health of the mother or rape or incest. Others still place restrictions on abortion coverage in the federal government's new health insurance exchanges. Four states have banned abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, joining Nebraska, which did the same before the 2010 election. Some states have attempted to impose a legislative ban on all funding to groups such as Planned Parenthood that offer preventive care like pap smears and birth control, in addition to abortion services. Indiana's law prohibiting funds to Planned Parenthood is now facing a court challenge. The groups and politicians supporting these dozens of state anti-abortion bills are openly attempting to coordinate their efforts to chip away at the Supreme Court's 1973 decision on Roe v. Wade that made abortion legal in the United States. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Nancy Keenan, president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. She talks about these recently passed state restrictions on reproductive rights and how her organization is responding.
The anti-choice agenda at the state level has just been more than we have seen in the past, particularly more than last year. It's amazing that we had, I believe, somewhere around 456 anti-choice bills introduced compared to about half that last year. And, you know, you take a look again about the composition of the state legislatures. We have 15 states now with an anti-choice governor and both houses of the legislature in the hands of anti-choice politicians.
Is that the same as Republicans?
You know, we're a nonpartisan group. Our party is choice, but yeah, but sadly so, we're seeing that there are very few pro-choice Republicans running anymore in that party. It has very much changed from the day where they believed in personal privacy and liberty, and they've gone much more to the right.
Of all those hundreds of bills that were introduced, please just talk about some that were passed in which states and what they actually do.
Yeah. Let me talk about the mandatory, be very clear about this, mandatory ultrasound bill. That was introduced in 28 bills in about 14 states. Two of those have passed in two states, in Arizona and Texas. And as you know, that bill primarily interferes with the doctor-patient relationship. And, you know, we believe that women should have the option of an ultrasound if they request it or if their doctor recommends it, but it should not be forced on them. And here again, we are seeing these anti-choice politicians putting their agenda in the examination room with the doctor and the patient. It's a matter of if a woman determines that she is considering termination of the pregnancy, this requires women to have a mandatory ultrasound for the doctor to show her the results, oftentimes to read a script about it. Let me just talk a little bit about the Nebraska-like bans that we've seen in the states as well. This is a place where we have seen in 30 bills, there's been about 30 bills in 14 states. Five bills have been enacted in five states, so we've seen it in Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Oklahoma. And then in Minnesota, I believe that one was vetoed. This means that it is a ban. There will be no abortions after 20 weeks, and there are no exceptions for the women's health, rape, or incest. And it's very much modeled after Nebraska that was enacted in 2010. It obviously interferes in the doctor-patient relationship. This is a ban that harms women who have wanted pregnancies that may experience some heartbreaking complications such as a fetal anomaly or a cancer diagnosis. This ban could threaten a woman's health, her ability to have children in the future if she can't access this care. And so this is their strategy, again.
I don't want to leave anything out. Are there any other anti-choice measures that were put into effect this year in different states?
The health care bill that was passed at the federal level, which then requires states to put these insurance exchanges in place. We've seen as those states begin to implement those insurance exchanges, there are statewide bans on abortion. So presently, we have seen seven states basically take away insurance coverage of abortion, deny insurance companies to cover abortion if they want to participate in the exchange in that state. They basically saying, if you want to do business in our state and you're an insurance company that covers abortion care, of which 87% of insurance companies presently do, if you want to do business in our state, you have to basically not cover abortion care. So it interferes with the woman's ability to make those private decisions. Obviously, it discriminates against women who work for small business owners or pay for their insurance with their private money.
So, Nancy Keenan, this is a pretty depressing scenario. How is NARAL Pro-Choice America dealing with this new reality?
Well, look, you know, number one, elections matter. As we head into the 2012 elections, we know that we have to establish the contrast between these people that ran on jobs in the economy and are spending all of their time attacking reproductive health care. We have had about an average of 1,000 new names to our email list every day. So people are paying attention, and they understand the consequences of the folks that were elected last year. We've had about 500,000 messages to Congress because, again, it's not only the state attacks, it's the federal attacks. So we have been making our voices heard in Congress. And like I said, we're building now for 2012, build the contrast between pro-choice candidates and the lawmakers who are advancing this extreme agenda.
That was Nancy Keenan of NARAL Pro-Choice America. Find more information about various states' anti-abortion legislation and pro-choice groups' response on our website at btlonline.org.